And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
NBA Finals starting this week, and here in Los Angeles, one thing that you are seeing quite a bit of are these Laker flags flying from car antennae, and from windows and everything. Ted, you've got a Laker flag?
I got it, Phil. I have a Laker flag because I've been a big Laker fan for many, many years. I have seen the phenomenon you're talking about, a lot of these flags flying from cars of people who claim to be Laker fans, but I don't know if they are. I'm a Lakers fan because I've enjoyed all of the basketball that they do, and they just love how they have dribbled when they bounce the ball and put it into the basket.
There's a lot of money in those flags, I'll bet. I bet you there's a lot of money in those flags. Anytime any sports team makes it to the finals. When I was in Miami, the Florida Panthers were in the Stanley Cup Finals one year, and for some reason, rubber rats were a big seller because it had some significance as to the Panthers game, and they couldn't keep these rubber plastic toy rats in stock, and because people would throw them on the ice.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I do know that the Laker flag is. What I think is bothering me more than anything else, Phil, I own a restaurant. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills, as you know, and the reason why...
Got to get that plug in, huh?
No, it's really not a plug, Phil. It's just about the fact that I am familiar with the Laker fan. Many of them do eat in my restaurant. Many of them are people in the entertainment business. And it's disappointing, I think, to see so many Laker flags because you know not all of them are hardcore fans. I have had courtside seats for 5 years. Those are $1,500 seats per game. So let's start talking...
You got courtside seats?
Absolutely. So let's start talking about...
I mean, that's awesome, man. What are those seats like?
They are very, very nice. You see a lot of the action. I like to look up close. I like the action. I want to see the action up close. I want to watch the basketball. It's terribly exciting. Have you been to a game?
I've been to a Laker game, yeah. I've been to playoff games, but I've never had seats that good.
Yeah, these are court seats. So let's talk. You want to talk Laker fan? I'm a Laker fan. I have courtside seats. I do have a Laker flag flying from my antenna as I drive around town, and I am bitterly disappointed in a lot of the phony balonies who fly Laker flags. To me, it's a wrong statement. I had a worker in my restaurant doing it.
Look, if a guy wants to be a fan of a team and he wants to fly a flag...
There's something about it that just really disturbs me. These Johnny-come-latelys flying their flag, talking about how, hey, did you see the game last night? I watched the ball bounce up and down, and I see them throw it in the basket. I'll tell you something. I parked the other day near the restaurant, and Sal, who's been with me for 6 years... is right next to my car, and this is one of the toughest things I've ever had to do, Phil. He had parked behind the restaurant, and he's one of my waiters. He had a Laker flag on the antenna of his car.
And I, okay, so that's bad?
I called, yes, it is bad, and I'll tell you why. I called him outside, and I said to him, Sal, what are you doing with a Laker flag on the antenna of your car? And he said, Mr. Bell, because this is the way a lot of the foreign ones that you hire talk. Mr. Bell, I'm a big fan of Lakers. And I said, Sal, you and I both know that you're a liar.
Because you called the man a liar.
Can I finish the story? Because this is very important. I said, Sal, you and I both know that you're a liar because you have never talked about the Lakers in the restaurant before. You only talk about, what's the soccer team, Phil?
What's the soccer, the Galaxy?
He talks about the Galaxy, the LA Galaxy. So I said, Sal, you and I both know you're a liar. And he said to me, Mr. Bell, I'm a big Laker fan. And I could feel the anger rising in me to the point where I snapped the flag off of the antenna of the car.
Okay, Ted, that's irrational, man.
No, it's not irrational. I'm a Laker fan. I have $1,500 courtside seats. Okay? I don't have to sit there and look at him with his Laker flag when I know he's a liar. And the thing that bothers me more than anything else is people saying that they're Laker fans when I'm the one who gets to sit down there and I look across. The other day I saw, I don't know who he is, he was in a TV show, it might have been Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby's dead.
you're positive.
Yeah, and I don't think that Bill Bixby being at a Laker game, well, Bill Bixby being at a Laker game right now would be a big thing, but even in his the height of his popularity, it probably wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Jack Nicholson sits there, but well, this is all a bunch of crap. What we're talking about here is a guy that you fired after breaking the Laker flag off of his antenna.
I do that because, as a fan, I want to determine who the real fans are, and I want to make sure that when those people are out there flying Laker flags from their antennas or hanging pennants from their wall or calling themselves any kind of a fan of this basketball team, that they are not liars. Because I can't stand it. I felt the anger. I fired him, and I told him that there was one thing I couldn't abide in my business because I go to a place of trust, and that's lying. And I let him go.
You fired the guy.
I had to. And the L.A. teams whose public image was built in the sweat of Jack Nicholson, and I got a dishwasher saying he's a fan. When I know it's a lie, I can't have it. So listen to this.
Well, you know what you did more than anything?
Just listen to this. He hired a lawyer. He said I terminated him wrongfully, so it looks like I got another lawyer I got to put in his place.
You're going to sue him back?
I'm going to sue him back, yeah, for legal fees. I happen to know he bought a new house, like a $45,000 house in a bad area, and I'll own that too. And I'll have my soup cans in it. One thing I don't want, Phil, is people treading on my turf.
Ted, the L.A. Lakers are not your turf, okay?
Yes, they are when I'm a fan and somebody says that they're not. They're a fan and they're not.
1-800, are you in your car right now?
I'm on my way home, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell owns Ted's of Beverly Hills. You fired the man because he had a Laker banner hanging from his antenna.
Because he's a liar. Not because he had a Laker fan hanging from his antenna, but because he's a liar. He's not a Laker fan. He never talked about...
Well, why can't he be a new Laker fan?
You can be a new Laker fan, but you don't get to fly the banner from the antenna of your car. You don't get to stick the flag out your window. You don't get to drive around for all of God and man to think you're a longtime Laker fan when I know for a fact he wasn't. And that's the part that angered me.
Well, you busted this guy's antenna. You busted...
I did not bust the antenna.
Well, you took his flag. You broke it off of the antenna. He's going to sue you for wrongful termination. This is an assault on the guy's personal property, okay? This is...
Hey, Phil, you know, look at that. Laker flag is going to cost you, what, $10 top? I didn't break the antenna. I broke off a lousy $10 flag. And if he wants the $10 back, that's fine. But if he works for me, he doesn't fly a Laker flag when he's an unmitigated, bald-faced liar. And all he's ever done is go out to the Rose Bowl and root for soccer teams.
Well, people are caught up in the excitement of supporting these basketball teams, whether they're the Sixers, whether they're the Lakers, and they're going to become fans of these teams, okay?
And they can become fans of these teams. And
well, how long is a guy supposed to wait before he gets to fly one of these flags out of his window?
I don't know if the people in Philadelphia are doing it right now with the Sixers, but I would like to see... the Lakers at least request that people not fly these flags unless they've been fans for a couple of years.
Well, what kind of idiotic thing is that? So I'm going to bring a kid to a...
It's not idiotic, Phil.
I'm going to bring a kid to a basketball game. Can I have one of those Laker pennants? And the kid's never been to a game.
That's right.
Can he hang it up in his bedroom?
I would like him not to, but it's none of my business what he does in there. I can't go into the house.
So if it was up to you...
Let me put it to you this way. My son was not allowed to put any Laker paraphernalia up in his room until I knew he was a fan. And that meant that he had to come to some games, had to watch the games very carefully, had to understand the game of basketball. I love basketball, Phil. One of the things that I love...
Well, it's a wonderful game. It's a quick game.
Oh, it's quick. They bounce the ball, and then they go and they throw it up
into the hoop.
Into the hoop. And Kobe Bryant, I saw him go out, and he had 45 points that he scored in a basketball game that I saw him play in. Just marvelous.
You're a basketball fan.
Yes, I am. Why?
It's hard for me. It doesn't sound...
I'm saying the words right.
Yeah, you're saying the words right, but it's coming out... What do you mean you're saying the words right?
Well, I'm talking about is it dribbling?
Bouncing the ball. Yeah, see, if you were a real fan, you'd know what that is. Dribbling's bouncing the ball. What's double dribble?
Okay, hold on.
What's double dribble?
I know what it is, Phil. It's when you bounced it, and then you stopped, and then you bounced it some more.
When you bounced it and then you stopped and then you bounced.
All right, don't hold me to these definitions, Phil. What I'm trying to say is I'm a basketball fan.
Yeah, you like to go out and watch them throw the ball up in the air so it goes down through the hoop thing.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. This is a cat that loves basketball because he can afford the $1,500 to sit courtside, and he gets to fly his flag, and some poor guy that washes dishes, he doesn't get to. Because according to Ted, he doesn't like a liar. All right, let me go to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. This is Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I believe this gentleman is a pompous ass. I don't know where he gets off thinking that because he has money gives him
Why, because I have money? Because I'm a fan or not a fan. Why, because I have, because I go to all of the Laker basketball games. I see them play. And I bought a, I have the courtside seat.
So that gives you the opportunity to be the only true fan in America.
I don't think that I'm the only true fan in America, but what about this kid that washes dishes for me, all of a sudden flying a Laker flag from his car? Where does he get off?
Hey, you know what? This is America. He could fly whatever flag he wanted.
Not if you've only been a fan for like a couple of games. Then you don't get to fly the flag.
You said this guy worked for you for 6 years?
6 years, yes, sir. I don't
obviously
like liars.
A good employee.
I don't. Yeah, but he lied to me. He said, I'm a Laker fan. I said, you're a liar because I know that you only go to soccer games.
But he's excited about the team's success this year. He's become a new fan.
So why can't he keep the flag hidden until he goes to more games or something? Are you, where are you, in Denver?
Yeah, I'm in Denver.
Okay, are you a Nugget fan?
Am I a Nuggets fan?
Right.
No, not particularly.
All right, so you wouldn't have the guts to fly a Nuggets flag, would you?
That's personally, right. I wouldn't, but I tell you what, if I decided to fly a Nuggets flag,
yeah,
and some pompous ass as yourself decided to take it off, I'd have a problem with that.
Of course you'd have a problem. There's nothing you can do about it.
I can fly whatever I want.
Well, no, you can't. Not if you're not a fan.
Oh, I can't?
No, you may not.
Well, who are you going to... What are you going to...
I'll break it off.
Because you have enough money to afford courtside seats.
Are you...
You're a fan. So the guy yeah, who has to sit in the nosebleed section, what, can he only have a 2x3 flag? Is that a pretty
good flag? Where's he sitting? Yeah, the smaller.
It doesn't matter if it's the first game he goes to.
I think the smaller flag is, yeah, if he's sitting in a cheaper seat, a smaller flag. I sit courtside, I get a large flag.
Sure, you have an incredible ego, mister.
You don't get it, Jeff. Okay.
No, well, obviously your ego exceeds.
What are you? Are you an air traffic controller or something? You're very quick. Are you?
No,
okay, all right. No,
no, you're not? Oh, okay, that's shocking.
All right, thank you very much. Sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Yes, you are, air traffic controller. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's flying a Laker flag from his car because the playoffs of this week are the finals, NBA Finals, Lakers, Sixers. But he doesn't want anybody flying a Laker flag that isn't a true fan, and he busted off one flag from a guy's antenna who he said lied to him about being a Laker fan. I'd like to ask Ted, is he just going to go? He had to find out from him, or I'll find out when we get back in the air. When he sees a Laker flag on a card, he's just go up and ask people, are you a real Laker fan? And if they say no, will he bust off their flags? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, more on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. You fired one of your employees for flying a L.A. Laker banner from their antenna. And
no, not for flying an L.A. Laker banner from their antenna, for lying to me by saying...
Well, let's say if he told you the truth and said, you know what, I'm really not a Laker fan, but I...
Well, he had no right to fly the Laker banner from his antenna if he wasn't a fan. That's number one. Number two, he's got no right to lie to me and tell me he's a big Laker fan when all he does is go to soccer games and he goes out here to the Mercado and all these, wherever the Mexican people go. And that's fine. I got no problem with that. But I'm a Laker fan because I enjoy watching Shaquille and Kobe Bryant and all of the players. Rick Fox also.
Why don't I believe you're a real basketball fan?
No, I don't care what you believe, okay? I'm Ted Bell. You understand what that means, don't you?
Yeah, you're Ted Bell.
You know what that means.
You're Ted Bell.
It means I own a restaurant. It means I have influence and friends in a city where influence and friends counts for something. I don't care what you think.
Well, I just don't believe you're a basketball fan talking about how Kobe and Shaq, and they dribbled and they bounced the ball up and down. And I got all of that, okay?
That's what they happen to do. If you've been to a basketball game, you know they do that.
And I know they do that. I've been to a I don't have to go to a basketball game. I've seen one on TV. They bounce it up and down.
And they throw it up into the...
And they throw it up into the hoop.
Well, mister, let me tell you something. No dishwasher tells me he's a Laker fan, then flies a banner from his car. I'll take it off. I'll break it in half. I'll fire him.
And now he's suing you for wrongful termination and...
Big deal. So it's another lawyer I put in his place.
Another lawyer that you put in his place. And you're going to countersue and take the guy's house.
Let me tell you something. You don't sue Ted Bell. And if you're a dishwasher, you really don't sue Ted Bell. Now he's pissed me off twice. He flew the banner. Now he's suing me for wrongful termination. Two times he pissed Ted Bell off. You don't do that to Ted Bell.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Ooh.
That's right. You got it. You got it.
Must feel good, man, firing a guy that washes dishes.
You got it.
Here is Dan on the Phil Henry
Great
Show.
People like that.
Go ahead, Dan. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have no idea how this man, I don't care if his name's Ken Bell, Ted Bell, whatever, can run a business treating people like that.
The name is Ted Bell.
That's a, well, thank you, Ted. My name's Dan. Pleasure meeting you.
Whatever.
I guarantee you one thing.
I'll tell you this right now.
They ought to boycott your restaurant. I don't care if you fly 28 Laker flags or whatever. I wouldn't give you 50 cents for the whole Laker team.
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
I don't give a damn if it's where the hell it's at. Beverly Hills or not.
Where do you get off firing a guy because he lied to you? Well, maybe he...
He's a liar. I don't like liars, Dan. Do you? In fact, are you lying to me right now, Dan?
No, sir.
You're not lying.
No, sir. I don't lie.
Are you lying when you tell me that you don't care about me having $1,500 seats?
No, I really don't care.
You gotta
be really
kidding
don't.
Me. Do you know what those
seats... I mean, if you're stupid enough to buy them, God bless you.
Stupid?
You know?
I get
but
to
But that
sit
doesn't
on...
mean that the people sitting up way up yonder way are not there just for the same reason you're there.
What do you mean way up yonder way? What is that?
Up at the high end of the stadium.
Yes, sir.
Dude,
yes, sir.
Are you trying to tell me that I get to sit on the same floor, Diane Cannon and everybody?
I don't care about I don't care about movie stars and stuff. Get to reality, man.
The reality
is not sitting over here in Beverly Hills.
I got
reality
is
over here in the rain like I am right now trying to get home.
Smart of you to live in the rain when it's June. That's great.
Do what?
It's smart to live in the rain when it's already June. What are you, nuts?
We need plenty of rain in Texas, believe me.
We got sunshine in California in June.
Whatever. Yeah, you
sunshine.
Got all the movie stars, too.
That's right, we've got movie stars. And I can guarantee
I'll tell you what,
if you're sitting on the floor next to Diane Cannon, you'd spring a pup tent bigger than life. You're trying to tell me that you wouldn't? You're trying to tell me my $1,500 seats suck?
I don't care about $1,500 seats.
I'm sitting on the floor next to
if I had a $1,500 seat, I wouldn't go watch no darn basketball game.
No, you'd probably go coon hunting, wouldn't you?
Sir?
You'd probably go coon hunting.
No, sir, I don't coon hunt. No, sir.
Well, you don't? When'd you stop?
No,
he doesn't coon hunt.
I thought he did.
No.
Well, how do you know?
No, sir. Don't do that.
Don't do it, huh?
No.
What do you do? Fish?
I do a lot of fishing, a lot of hunting.
A lot of backpacking?
And I own a business.
You sound like a...
But I do not treat employees
like
that.
Are you a Buddhist? Do you practice Buddhism? You sound like you might practice Buddhism.
Oh, quit it, will you?
Buddhism.
Buddhism, yeah. Look, Dan, I got to tell you something.
This guy's an idiot.
I'm sitting on the floor at $1,500 a pop watching the basketball, and I get to see them bounce the ball. I get to see them bounce it up close, and then I get to see them run by.
Who cares?
And the ball goes up into the air. Are you putting me on? You wouldn't like that?
No, I wouldn't care about it. It doesn't matter. They're overpaid people anyway.
They're totally overpaid
for what they get done anyway.
Do they have a basketball...
Kind of like you down there charging Diane Keaton $500 to eat a steak. Probably the same thing.
Diane Keaton?
Yeah, isn't that what you said?
No, Diane Cannon.
Well, who
Diane
the hell
Cannon's
she is?
The good-looking
I don't even
one.
Know who she is.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Green, and I want you to know that I'm very grateful for The Phil Hendry Show because I wouldn't exist without it. Not only do I enjoy listening to Phil, I also like listening to myself. I happen to be Phil Hendry, and I also happen to be Bob Green. You see, he does a lot on this show, so thank you very much, Phil, whoever and whatever you are. In many ways, Phil Hendry is my God, my Lord, and my Master. He's given me life. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, which is a prominent steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. You do a lot of business, and I understand you have a lot of people who come in, a lot of celebrities. What you did, though, is fire a man because he had a Lakers flag on his car, and he lied to you.
This guy, Phil, first of all, you go to a Laker basketball game, you got to understand something. When you sit on the floor...
Oh, will you get off of that floor, man? You've been talking about that...
No, I will not get off of the floor because I'm going to tell you, have you ever sat on the floor at a Laker game?
No, I haven't sat on the floor at a Laker game. I see all the people sitting on the floor at a Laker game. Maybe one of these days I'll be lucky enough. Do you know that I went online and I looked at what those seats, those floor seats, are scalping out for right now?
I know what they're scalping out for. Because I have season tickets and I know what I've been offered for my seats.
Your $1,500 seats.
That's right.
How much?
$13,000.
$13,000 to sit on the floor for one freaking seat at a Laker game.
You know, you guys, people like you...
And what do you mean, you guys?
People like you, Mr. Hendry, and the people that are calling your program right now, who've never, ever sat on the floor next to a Diane Cannon or a Lou Adler, who've never felt the excitement of sitting there with them. You can smell their cologne, you look at the shoes they wear. You can't call yourself a fan without going at least one game a season. Well, if one game a season is probably too few. I would say 10 games, but I don't think you can call yourself a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, or any basketball team for that matter, unless you sat on the floor.
Well, I've never sat on the floor, and I've rooted for a lot of Laker games and a lot of Laker teams down through the years, okay? And I've never been on the floor.
Then you're not a fan, and neither was the Mexican that I fired.
God, you call him the Mexican.
You know something? I gave the kid a job, Phil. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I go to basketball games for one reason, the excitement of the game. To watch them going down the floor, down the court, I mean, and to go up to where the basket is. And
then put the ball through the hoop, and then...
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, I'm making fun of you, man. I've been listening to you for the last half an hour sound like a jackball, not even knowing how to talk hoops, okay?
And I can talk hoops good. You can
talk hoops good, huh? Okay, let me ask you something. Who's the number one, who's the all-time scorer in the history of the NBA?
Okay, you know something? He was tall and a Negro, right?
Tall and a Negro. Well, there's a good guess.
Was he?
You know, I'm not even going to go there with you, man. Here is Ashley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
First of all, I just say,
I know that he was black, right?
His name was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He broke the record from another tall black guy.
I'm only 15 years old, and I can tell you from experience, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy at all.
It's all good and well or whatever that you have floor seats and la-da-da.
I sit on the floor.
But nobody cares. I tell you, the real hardcore fans, those real hardcore fans will be up there in the very back row, being there in and out, rain or shine, whatever. Just because you got the little mansy-pansy little seats, nobody cares.
Too cheap to spend the money on a good seat.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This kid worked for you for 6 years, and he never went to a game. He was working every day for you at the restaurant.
So?
What do you mean, so? Give the guy a day off and he'll go to a game.
Let me tell you something, Phil. When you know the excitement of smelling the cologne down there on the floor. Ashley, have you ever been on the floor?
No, I have not. I'm only 15 years of age, and I can tell he's crazy.
Any floor. I don't care.
Just shut up.
Excuse me?
Where are you calling from, Ashley?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, Ashley, you don't know who I am. My name's Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Sure.
And you're calling from Atlanta. I guess you could call it, quote, root for the Hawks, end quote. Have you been on the floor over there at the Hawk Arena?
No, and personally speaking, I don't want to because the Atlanta Hawks have lost the most games in NBA history.
The Atlanta Hawks suck.
I know because they don't dribble and shoot it in the little hoopy thing as well as the so-called L.A. Lakers do.
Are you mocking me?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And why? Because I happen to know something about basketball?
Not apparently.
It seems like
you're just one of those rich Beverly Hills people that want to go off and show off and flaunt their money in front of everybody because you have floor seats.
I have $1,500 floor.
Let's talk basketball. What did they do?
What
did you? They did what?
When you're on the floor at the Laker Arena, and it,
what arena is that?
At the Laker Arena.
Yeah, and what's it?
You know, I resent having a 15-year-old child laughing at me.
First of all, I am not a child. Obviously,
play.
I know a little bit more than you do.
You're still
you have had this guy sit here and work for you
kid.
For 6 years.
You're
for all
still
you know, they didn't have basketball
the Hawks,
in his country. It could have been a totally new experience for him. And he could have been,
they play at the Staples Center. Okay, they play at the Staples
Center. I happen to live in Los Angeles.
So maybe he decided to go come up with a different sport.
Right, soccer. Or, I mean, basketball?
You don't even hear what she's saying, because she's a 15-year-old kid wet behind the ears. You haven't seen enough of this world to comment on my young friend. And
okay.
I'll tell you something else. If you know so much,
I may not have seen a lot, but I've seen enough.
I've seen enough
to know that you don't fire somebody.
Hold on for a minute, man.
For 6 years. That you have worked for you for 6 years.
Hold on. So you go to the Laker Arena.
The country, and, I mean, he could have been...
He lied to me. He experienced a basketball game,
and he thought it was cool. So he decided he wanted to go out and buy the flag.
Get the snot-nosed brat out of my face. Get her out of my face.
She's making some good...
Get that snot.
First of all, I am not a snot-nosed brat. I am a little bit more intelligent than your stupid behind is.
I went to the arena and saw them bounce the ball.
You saw them bounce the ball?
Yes, at the arena where the basketball is played.
Okay.
Okay.
You sound really intelligent talking about how you saw people go running up and down the court bouncing a ball.
That's right. That's what basketball is.
Let me tell you, you're supposed to be a hardcore fan.
Ashley, what do you call bouncing the ball in basketball?
It's called dribbling.
There you go.
I'm a varsity cheerleader, so I go to every game, every time, all through the season. I know the terms. I know the signals. I know the signs. I know everything there is to know about basketball.
You really? Okay, and what do they call it when the man stands still and shoots it?
That's a free throw.
Okay, see, because she's a cheerleader, Bill. That's how she knows.
What do you mean the man stands still?
I went to one of the Laker basketball games. I saw the tall guy that makes all the four-point
You don't even know the name of the players, and you're supposed to be a fan?
The tall guy who made the four-point shot.
There is no four-point shot.
Oh, my God.
They've got the four-point line.
Three points.
There is no four-point line.
You're a kid. You don't know. You're a kid. You don't know.
And the only way you can get a one-pointer is if you shoot a free throw.
Let me tell you something. You're never going to be a Laker girl, so quit dreaming, okay?
I don't want to be a Laker girl. I don't need to be a Laker girl because I can make more money being something more prestigious than being a cheerleader. I know that. I love the Lakers. Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal are some of my favorite basketball players.
She goes, Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. You don't even know what his name is.
Okay, what's his name?
She's Kobe. Now you got me nervous.
What's his name?
Kobe Johnson.
Bryant.
Kobe Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Kobe Bryant.
I've already told him I'm 15 years old. And I'm...
Who's that screaming banshee in the background?
I don't need to work for $1,500 to go get floor seats.
I go to floor seats, and I get to sit there and watch the big man go...
The big man.
Who's the big...
And how old are you?
You know what? Everything you
Five?
Know about... Everything
Ten,
you know,
maybe?
Everything you know about basketball you learned under the bleachers. Goodbye.
What?
Don't you hang up on
under
that
the
note.
Bleachers? No. First of all, I don't hear under the bleachers.
What's he doing? Is he trying to hang up? Ted!
What?
Are you trying to hang up?
Yes, I am.
He needs to. He just feel bad because a 15-year-old just got in his face and smashed into the ground.
That's right. You pretty much gave him a beatdown. Hey, what are you... Ted, what are you doing, man?
Trying to hang up.
What are you, 70?
He can't even figure out how to turn off his own $1,500 phone.
My phone didn't cost $1,500.
I'm sorry. You couldn't handle a conversation with such an intelligent lady. You know, I feel really bad
for you. Okay, all right.
I thought you were hanging up.
No, I'm back. I'm back. Okay, so she's pissed me off. Okay, if you're so intelligent...
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
What color is the, what color is Shaquille O'Neal?
Huh?
What color is Shaquille O'Neal? Is that
his
name?
What color? He is African-American. He is dark-skinned.
See, she watches TV. That's how she knows.
What's the big secret, man? What's the big secret?
That's how you know you watch him on the television with the Kazam movie.
Oh,
Kazam
that
movie?
That was real cute. That was really cute.
What was
cute.
That movie he did where he was in the, with the buggin'?
The Bugs Bunny, the Super Jam? He wasn't in that.
First of all, that was
freaking Michael Jordan was in Super Jam.
Space Jam.
Huh?
That was Michael Jordan, and that was Space Jam.
And that's the basketball player, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a real big fan, man. You got your floor seats, and you got your Laker banner, and you're sitting there going, ooh, look at the man run up and down the court.
What are you calling
me queer? Bouncing the little ball and throwing it into the hoopy.
Oh, now I get it. You're both calling me queer, aren't you?
No, we're not calling you homosexual at all.
You listen to us,
we're just saying you don't know what you're talking about. And for you to sit there
all right, here we go.
Ashley,
before
I,
this is too good.
You're bigger than they are. That's ridiculous.
This is too good. Hold on for a minute. Mm-hmm. Ashley and Ted.
What?
I'm going to give a basketball quiz to you guys. Do we have the TikTok thing?
No, you're not going to embarrass me with this.
Now, hold on for a minute. I'm going to ask a question, and we're going to fight.
You will not allow some snot-nosed little brat. Tell me.
Hold on. Now, when I cue the TikTok, you guys got to answer the question and answer it correctly. Now, Ashley, you identified who the number one scorer in NBA history is.
Mm-hmm.
And you were right. That was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Ted?
You better ask me a question that I know.
Yo, you're the big hoop fan.
You hear? You see what you're doing? You're letting a child laugh at me? Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell.
You can't let me
hold on for a minute. Here we go.
I do what I choose.
Here's my,
this is a free country.
Here's my question.
I'm Ted Bell, and you're letting this kid crap all over me. She's taking a huge dump on me, and you
just be quiet and let me ask the question. Here it goes. We all know the number one scorer in NBA history. Name the number two scorer.
Is that Michael Jordan? I'm not.
I'll give you three more seconds.
What did she say?
Michael Jordan.
I agree.
No, it's, isn't it Will Chamberlain? It's Will Chamberlain.
See, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, you agreed with her, didn't you?
Yeah, you sure did.
Only because
you didn't know anything. So you agreed with me. You're just as wrong as I am.
Michael Jordan's not a bad guess.
Yeah, well.
Oh, shut up. You bug me.
I hate you.
Thank you very much, Ashley. 15 years old, and Ted Bell just got a smackdown. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I just want everybody to know, and most of you won't know what I'm talking about. Some of you will. I do not have an advanced copy of the new Radiohead album, and I haven't heard maybe three or four songs from it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I want to just, if I may, for a moment, talk about this Lakers-Sixers series that is upon us, and the reason why I want to talk about it is because I opened up the L.A. Times sports section this morning, which is a part of the Times that I read. I got no problem with the L.A. Times, by the way. I don't read newspapers anymore. I'm so thick, so utterly stupid when it comes to what's going on. It's a crime, especially considering the job I've got. I don't know what's going on. Who? What's the name of the kids with the Idaho and they're sitting in dog crap? I have no idea. But I did know that there was a thing in the paper this morning written by a Philadelphia sports writer. And it was the same old stuff. It's the same old thing over and over again. Yeah, you guys just wait till you come east. We'll give you a smackdown you'll never forget. Lakers think they're showtime? Think they're playing in front of all the movie stars? You come east, man. We'll give you a beatdown. We'll get an elbow in your face. All this. Give me a break. Who is the guy? A guy that ought to know better, some very veteran writer with the Philadelphia Inquirer. I don't remember his name. But the guy's laying out all this tired stuff that Laker fans and Laker players have been hearing for years. You come east, man. You watch. Man, I'll never get the Pistons series back in the late 80s. Now, if I'm divulging myself here as a Laker fan, forgive me, okay? Although I'm a great admirer of the Sixers. And I remember Moses Malone standing there on national TV and going, fall, fall, fall. I remember that. Dr. J, I love him, man. But, come on, you know, I mean, I grew up with Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Rudy LaRusso, Leroy Ellis, some guys, so, you know, who was that geeky white center the Lakers had for a little, you guys don't know, it was in the 60s, Henry something, Finkel. Henry Finkel. I went through all of that. I went through Don Nelson's shot hitting the back of the rim in the seventh game in 69. All of those Celtic teams. Then I remember Wilt and West and Goodrich and Barnett and Happy Hairston and Jimmy McMillan and Instant Point, Flynn Robinson and the 72 championship. Bucks in six took out the Knicks in five. 33-game winning streak. Imagine that. That team won 33 games straight in one season. That wasn't over two seasons. They won 33 games in a row. Then I remember them in 79-80 when Magic came in. And, of course, the great series against the Sixers in 82. And then they lose it in 4 in 83. And then, God bless him, that win on the parquet floor in Boston in 85, one of the most glorious moments in sports. The Lakers go to Boston, smack down the Celtics on their floor, their glorious parquet floor. And then, of course, they beat him again in 87. Then the two wins, and then the win against the Pistons. But anyway, the point I want to make is this. These East Coast writers, man, with this whole crap about Showtime and we're too busy in our hot tubs. And the fact, hey, and if you could afford a seat to go to a Laker game with all those movie stars. Well, I went online, man, and I checked out the ticket prices for a Sixers game and the ticket prices for a Laker game. $53 seat is all that's left right now for the Sixers. $53, and they got seats left. Oh, yeah. So what is this blue-collar fan you got that goes to all the... I mean, what are you talking about, man? You don't even know. You're just like mumbling into, you know, like warm beer. Lakers, on the other hand, the lowest price seat for a Sixer game, by the way, is $21. Lowest price seat for a Laker game, $18. You want to know why none of those are left? Because people go to Laker games. Top price, $338 for a Sixer ticket. Top price for a Laker ticket... only $1,450. What's wrong with that? We got movie stars we got to make happy. You guys, you don't have no movie star out there. Everybody can go for $338. What am I supposed to do when Diane Cannon goes, I don't want to have to sit next to someone that's sweating. There's a Negro sweating. All right, we'll give you the $1,450 seat, Miss Cannon. Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, look, if you had more dumb sucker movie stars to sell them seats to, you'd do the same thing, wouldn't you? Point is, our seats, cheaper than the Sixers seat. Now, I'm sorry I don't want to be a homer here, but I don't want to be a homo here, but I'm having to be. So don't give me this crap about how you're going to give it the beat down here. Lakers have taken out two Celtic teams, two Sixer teams, and a Detroit Piston team that I can think of so far in my lifetime, not to mention a New York Knicks team. So what are you talking about East Coast basketball giving everybody a beat down out west? Okay? They've won 15 in a row. They're going to win 33 in a row. They are the, who are they? The Lakers. We'll be right back.